You know, each week at this time, what happens? We usually never at this time, but we have it this week. Once again, it's time for Town of the Week.
Yes.
With Mike Arnold.
It is. And, you know, today's kind of the week. Tremont in Utah lies in the Bear River Valley in Utah, about an hour and a half north of Salt Lake City.
Wait, the dart is in Saudi Arabia.
Well, it's close enough.
Off Michigan. We have two darts. That's what's unusual.
It was originally called Tremont, and it remained largely uninhabited until just about before 1900, when land agents started promoting the Bear River Valley as a place for Midwestern farmers to relocate. Mm-hmm. Small groups of diverse Protestant faiths from Nebraska and Illinois began to arrive in 1898, distinguishing themselves from their mostly Mormon neighbors. In 1901, an Apostolic Christian Church group, whose main body was from Tremont, Illinois, settled in. Mostly of German descent, this group was referred to as...
Is it Fremont? Did you say Fremont?
Tremont. Tremont, yes. Referred to as the German colony. When the town site was laid out in 1903, the new town was named Tremont.
Isn't there a Fremont, though, too?
There probably is, yeah, at the request of the German colony. Within 4 years, the post office had it renamed Tremont, though, because they were confused. They thought that it was... Yeah, they thought it was Fremont.
Because there's a Fremont.
So you're kind of ahead of me.
There's a Fremont in there, too.
There is a Fremont. They thought it was Fremont or Tremont.
Oh, it's not Fremont?
So they called it Tremont. So Fremont is still Fremont, but Tremont is Tremont. And after some internal squabbles of the Apostolic Christian Church, you know what happened?
No, they all left.
They moved back to the Midwest.
Back to Germany. I think they go all the way back to Germany or something like that.
The German colony came to an end.
Yeah.
But the church left a permanent mark on Tremont's name and a nearby cemetery, which is filled with German names.
This is fascinating stuff. Did you research this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it took hours. Yeah. Modern Tremont bills itself as a friendly and progressive place and a city with a future. Locals root for the Bear River High School Bears and enjoy close proximity to the Golden Spike National Monument.
Oh.
They also enjoy boating, swimming, or fishing at Willard Bay, East Bay, or Bear River Bay. Bird watching at the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge.
Slower. I'm trying to write this down.
And the
Bear River
I'm
Bay.
I'm starting to wonder if this is one of those... contest entries for that bad writing contest. And they like to relax in the smooth, soothing rock waters of the Crystal Hot Springs.
Ooh,
they also visit nearby Logan for the Utah Festival from July to August. And that's our Town of the Week, Tremont in Utah.
Whoa. That could be for 2 weeks. Next week, too. It's going to be part two. We've been calling out there, or actually Lyle has been randomly. And we have Roberta Franck from Tremont in Utah on the line with us. And let's say hello to Roberta. Hi, Roberta. How are you?
Hi.
How you doing? Pretty good?
Fine.
Did we catch you at a good time? Or
yes.
You have a little time here? Did you happen to hear what Mike Arnold said?
I did. You told it all.
It's pretty much accurate?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. And are you a lifelong resident of Tremont?
Oh, for 65 years.
Okay. Are the first 65 the hardest in Tremont?
Oh, it's wonderful. First day entering Tremont is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
You love it. You never want to leave it.
Never want to leave. It's like that place in the movies where you go to and everyone is young and wonderful.
Utopia, wonderful.
Yeah, it's a utopia. That's wonderful. And have you raised a family out there in Tremont?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Big one or little one?
Six children.
Six.
Three boys and three girls.
That's great. How did you do that?
Just one at a time.
I wonder, did they alternate or did they come in bunches?
No, I had one boy, three girls, and two boys.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so you switched it up in there a little bit. You got a change up and you got a curveball.
Yep.
Excellent. Now, of course, you know, Mike didn't cover the places that an insider, that a person living there would know about in Tremont. Can you tell us about some of those? Where would you take people? If we came to town, where would you take us?
I'd take you to our new museum. We just opened July 21st.
Oh, excellent.
It is a wonderful establishment.
Mm-hmm.
You would love it. It was a building built in around 1903 when the city was established.
Right.
We purchased it from the Oddfellows.
The Oddfellows, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had lodge number 45 here.
Oh, yeah. My dad was an Oddfellow.
Mm-hmm.
In more ways than one. I mean.
They were good people. They were good people.
Yeah, that's a good lodge, Oddfellow.
That is.
Because they take anybody, you know,
and
a name like that.
We would take you there. I would give you a tour of Tremont, of the early people that came here from Tremont, Illinois, from New Sharon, Iowa, from Nebraska, And, you know, you said how they did that, the railroad.
Yeah.
Send out agents. And we still have some of those people here. They didn't all go back.
Oh, I see.
A lot stayed here.
Oh, okay.
But some did go back.
And what's the museum itself called?
The Bear River Valley Museum.
Oh, Bear River Valley, okay. And you have some artifacts there from the original settlers and all that kind of thing, or?
Well, we've tried, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we go to the museum. Now we're getting a little hungry.
Oh, there's plenty of places now that we have to eat, like you do back there.
Yeah, but where is a place where, you know, someone coming through might not even know about, but the insiders all go? All people.
Well, you could go over to Mac's right across from our museum.
Oh, Mac's right across. That's convenient.
Mm-hmm. Taco Time, just down the street.
Taco Time?
Uh-huh.
What do they have there?
Taco.
Oh. And macaroni at Mac's, I suppose.
We have Denny's and Wendy's and Burger King. And
all those E's, yeah.
And all of those.
Okay.
And the out of town just away is, we used to call it the Green Rock Cafe.
Oh.
But it's JC's now.
JC's, yeah, they sold it, huh?
They didn't sell it. They just changed the name.
Oh, okay, they painted it. Maybe they painted it finally, you know. That green was wearing thin, I bet. And then, so now we want to go out and see the land around there. Where do we go to Bear Springs or Bear...
Crystal Springs.
Crystal Springs, is that the place to go?
It's maybe 10 miles from here.
Yeah. Does it have healing properties?
Oh, yes. And then you could go also, they used to call it Lava Hot Springs.
Oh.
Which is north of here about 10, 15 miles.
Yeah.
And they have a golf course up there, plus all the healing waters.
Oh, which healing waters would you recommend? Would you take the lava hot springs over
there? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I probably need them both, actually, the shape I'm in. So we'll go make a tour of it.
We have a lot of healing springs around here.
Yeah. What's in the water that makes them healing?
These great minerals that are, I don't know exactly the minerals, but they're there.
All the essential minerals and
to keep you healthy and movable.
And movable.
We're healthy people here.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And movable.
The mayor from Tremont, Illinois, stopped by here by accident, didn't know about our town. And he said they named Tremont, Illinois, Trimond for the mounds back there, and then they went to Tremont.
Boy, so those names are all messed up.
So we named it from them.
Yeah.
Because of our German colony here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so the names are very confused then. All right, so now we've gone out to soak in the springs, and then where else would you take us as day starts to end?
We're going to have our big fairgrounds. We have the fair. It comes this week.
Excellent.
We start Tuesday.
Okay.
And our parade is Wednesday.
Okay.
And we have the oldest rodeo in Utah, 1925.
Really? The horses are actually from 1925? That's an old nag. Well, that sounds great. And that's starting, so the timing would be good
now. Right now is a good time to come.
Yeah.
And now the Bear River High School you mentioned.
Yes.
They had their first ball game last night.
How'd they do?
I don't know, but they heard. I heard them.
Okay. You heard them out from your yard, probably.
You get a lot of action. We're just about a mile from the high school here where I live.
Okay, excellent.
And I could take you out to Golden Spike, the promontory, you know, summit where the railroads.
Yeah.
I could take you way out to the lake where is the spiral jetty.
We're going to spend a couple of days here. We're not going to get this done in one day.
You're going to get it. You're going to have a few days here.
A few days here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Roberta. It's been fabulous talking with you. You're so sweet. We have a little something for you just to thank you.
Yes, we'll be sending you the Pride of America's Dairyland in a scrumptious selection of 10 premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley Family of Farms.
All organic. Are you organic?
Yes.
Well, what a coincidence. That's what we got, organic. Thank you, Roberta Franck from Tremont in Utah. Thank you so much for speaking with us. Nice talking to you.